Simon Shin Samach Gimel Sif Lama Dalad. The Mechaber gives us another eitz, another solution. If you have a Mavi that has a 20 amma wide entrance in the front, and this solution is in a way better than the one that we had in the previous Sif, because this could be done even if it's more than 20 ammas wide. The Mechaber says that you have two empty ammas starting from one wall. They make a pass, a board that's 3 ammas wide. Then starting from the other end also, you allow 2 ammas empty, and then make a pass, a board 3 ammas wide. And now you're left with 10 ammas in the middle. The idea of this is that you have Oymim Ruba, the 3 is more than the parts of 2. There's no Asi Avir, the Hagis, so the Hagis and Mavatole to the board of 3, because you have those 2 Amos that are less than the 3 Amos of Oymid get knocked out by the 3 Amos of Oymid and become like 5 Amos of Oymid. On the other side also, the 2 Amos of Avir, of Pirza, are less than the 3 Amos of Oymid. They get knocked out by the 3 Amos of Oymid and becomes 5 Amos of Oymid on each side. You're only left with 10 Amos in the middle. Those 10 Amos in the middle, you can make a Lechi or a Kaira like you always could when it's 10 Amos or less, the opening on the Ruach Revias on the fourth side, the opening of the Mavi. The Chabas is a different way to do it. You can have an Amma of Pirza and then an Amma and a half of Oymid, an Amma of Pirza and an Amma and a half of Oymid. As long as the Oymid is always more than the Pirza, you won't have a problem of Asi Avir, the Hagisa Mavatale, of the Avir on the two sides knocking out the Oymid, because the Oymid swallows up the Pirza since it's bigger than it. They left the 10 Amos empty in the middle. The Mishnah Berurah says that really you could have 4 Amos of Pirza and then 6 Amos of Oymid. And the 6 Amos overpowers the 4 Amos and becomes like 10 Amos of Oymid. Then you put a Lechi or a Kaira for the last 10 Amos that remain. Anything similar to that, the Machal gives another example. You have 2 Amos and 2 Tfachim of Pirza and then 2 Amos of 4 Tfachim of Oymid. Anything along those lines is going to work. Only thing that Shulchan Aruch warns us is you have to make sure that everyone's still using that main entrance, the 10 Amos entrance in the middle that has Lechi or Kaira to walk through. So they stop using that and start using one of these small pirtzas in the main entrance, then you can't use a tikkun mavi of lechi or kara by the main entrance, since that's not the main entrance anymore. That's not the pesach for this mavi. Now, Mishnah Berurah says you don't have to suspect that people will do that, because why would somebody do that? People usually use the big entrance, not the small one. But you do have to make sure, because people do start using a small entrance, then the Shulchan Aruch says you have to make it tzuras ha-pesach. Now, the words of the Shulchan Aruch says you have to make it tzuras ha-pesach for the small entrance. Mishnah Berurah says the Acharonim ask that it doesn't help make it so special with small entrance. The problem is, Kvegu asked the Kasha, now you lost the right to use a Lechi Akar for the big entrance. Now that's not the main entrance. So he says, rather, if Magia Shulchan Aruch for a Shmuel change the Gersa, that people start using the small entrances as the main entrance, you have to make it so special for the big entrance, because no longer does it have the Tikkun of Mavi, rather it has to have Tzuras HaPesach. Sif Lamed Hei, the Chara points out these little boards that we can make to knock down the entrance of the Mavi down to Namas, they don't even have to be made out of one board. We said you have 2 amas of pirtza, 3 amas of board. You don't have to make 3 amas of pass of a board. Rather, you stick sticks with the 3 tefachim from each other and say lavud to put them all together. So you can have 2 amas of pirtza and 3 amas of lavud sticks. As long as they're within 3 tefachim from each other, you say lavud to close it together to make it into a halachic board of 3 amas, which then knocks out and overpowers the 2 amas of pirtza to become 5 amas of oymid. You do that on each side, then you have 5 and 5 with 10 amas in the middle, which got a lachir occur. As long as, like we said before, in Sif Lamed Daled, people don't start using the small entrances as the main entrance. The big entrance has to remain the main entrance, which presumably it will be. Sif Lamed Vav, the Mechaber discusses a case where by the entrance of the Mavi Tirsharabim, the height is on a different level. One is taller, one is lower than the other. So then, if you have a hill, you have a ramp from one to the other, from the Mavi Tirsharabim or Shrabim to the Mavi. So as long as it's Tel Meslak, that Sar Tvachim Yitech Arb Amos. That means a 4 Amos of length, it goes 10 Tvachim in height. So then it's considered like it's standing tall, 10 tefachim, and it's considered like you have a machitza by the entrance to the Mavi. As opposed to if it's not a strong enough slope, if to go 10 tefachim up, it has to be over the course of 5 amas of length, but 4 amas of length don't go up 10 tefachim, so then it's not going to work for a tikkun for the Ruach Revias, because it's not considered to be a machitza. If you do have a good tail, though, that will be considered a machitza. Mishnah Berurah discusses a city that has a tail all around it, and after it's built bottom inside, the tail is there all around the city, the mound was there all around the city before the bottom were built. That's not considered Mukha Vadira, because Mukha Vadira built for deer is only if the houses are first, then they make a fence around it. If the fence was first, then the houses were put inside afterwards, that's not considered to be Mukha Vadira, and it has a kaver problem. We learned before in Sim Shin Ches about this. However, it brings that what you could do, it's not going to help just to add 10 tefachim machitza over the tail, but what you could do is knock out over a 10 amma area, knock down from the tail, that's under 10 tefachim, and then rebuild it to above 10 tefachim in that 10 plus amma area, L'shem Dira, and now it's considered the Mukha Vadira. Similarly, if you have a charitz, a ditch all the way around the city, so you can have the same issue. Even if the charitz was made after it's to be for dira for the batim, you have to be careful, because the charitz is 10 tefachim deep, but then it gets dirt and rocks, and it's going to end up being less than 10 tefachim deep, or less than 4 tefachim wide, it's no longer be charitz, no longer be a machitza for the city, unless you clear it out. But if the pirtza is less than Tanamas, or Tanamas less, then it's not considered a Pirtza. But it's more than Tanamas, it will be considered a Pirtza in the Mechitza. You will not have a Mechitza all the way around the city.